Welcome to Chromecast, Tech It Out. Hosted by service-centric, people-first, UK technology consultancy, Chrome Technologies.
Welcome to Chromecast, Tech It Out. I'm Sam Major, Commercial Director of Chrome Technologies. I'm joined once again today by John Lindner, Telecom's pre-sales consultant, to discuss when looking to upgrade your phone system, the key considerations to factor in. John, welcome back.
Good to be back.
So last time on the podcast, we talked about Microsoft Direct Routing for Teams. And obviously some very interesting, I actually learned a lot personally about that. But there's kind of specific use cases where that is an appropriate technology.
Yeah.
I think today it'd be good if we can go into our audience the various different options that are available for telephony and I guess the applicable use cases, because as we know, every business is different. And as we've seen over the past 18 months or so, you know, communication, telephony communication is still very much key, and having the right platform in place is incredibly important. So I guess if you can kind of kick in initially with just a brief overview, and I know brief is difficult between you and I, but a brief overview of the different options that are available, and then let's just dig into, I guess, the use cases and type of businesses that would select them and where they're appropriate.
Yeah, so you're right, last time we had a chat about the whole Teams thing, and yeah, the events in the last 18 months have impacted everyone in various ways, but especially telephony. So organizations that were on Teams, for example, it's great for those guys because they've been very easy for them to dash off home and work remotely. But then you've got these other organizations where they're very much old-fashioned phones on desks, and those are the types of organizations that haven't been so fortunate. So for example, there are many, many businesses out there at the moment that are still using what we class as a traditional phone system. And what I mean by that, there are phones on the desks. Yeah. Those phones follow a wire down to the server room or the cupboard under the stairs or whatever, and there's a box bolted to the wall, and then that box then plugs into the BT phone line.
That's a traditional kind of Avaya, Mitel,
exactly
Panasonic,
that, yeah.
Whatever it might be, yeah.
And those, and there's very much, it's been working for 10, 15 years, leave it alone. So there are various issues with that. Primarily, about 2016, I think it was, Openreach announced that they are looking to switch off the ISDN network, ISDN 30. Mm. And that they're still aiming for 2025, and there are an estimated 2 million circuits out there in use, 2 million organizations still using them. So you've got these old-fashioned phone systems plugged into these old-fashioned phone lines, ticking time bomb, they're going to switch it off.
That's off. No more business done.
No more business. Okay. If you don't do something, we're just going to flick the switch. Okay. So there's that, and then along comes the pandemic, where that caused another problem because, as we're saying about the Teams people, well, they just grabbed their laptops and ran home and plugged them in. But you can't do that with your traditional phone system where it goes to the box under the stairs or in the server room.
Yeah.
So those are the limitations of those types of systems. So with regards to the whole ISDN switch-off thing, so what some organisations have done is they've got that old-fashioned phone system and they have sort of cheated the system a bit. What they've done is they have enabled the old-fashioned phone system to route calls over the internet.
Okay,
because there is an alternative to ISDN. You may have heard this terminology before, SIP trunks. Yeah.
Yep.
So what they've done is they've basically lifted the bonnet of the phone system, tweaked a few bits, and plugged it into the internet for want of a better term.
This is basically a sticky plaster.
Exactly.
But that won't get you past 2025.
Yeah. Well, it will get you past 2025, because that gets past the ISDN problem. But what it doesn't get you around the problems of, first of all, the phone system is day by day getting older and older and older. The technology is coming out of date. There are loads of functions that your competitors are using that because you're using this old system. And then there's the whole pandemic argument where you can't pick the phone up and take it home and work from home and work remotely.
You know, touch wood. We don't see that again anytime soon. Yeah. But I think that this kind of hybrid way of working is now certainly here to stay. So people looking to advertise new staff or some people are expecting to see this split model, work from home, working just or work from anywhere.
So there is a better way of doing it. So if you are one of those phones on desks kind of businesses, and you might see that with a more traditional type business, you might see it like a large school academy or something like that, where they need phones on desks, any type of organization where you have to have phones on desks, there is a way of having phones on desks, but not being reliant on that old technology. And this is called hosted telephony. So do you remember me saying to you, phones, box plugs into the ISDN lines. Well, what you've got now is you've got your phone, and to the end user, it just looks like a normal telephone. Pick it up and say hello. Mm-hmm. But what it actually is it's an internet-based phone, and you plug it into an internet connection, be it straight into the back of a router or into your local area network on your office, and it goes off and registers itself to a phone system in the cloud. Mm-hmm. That is an always-up, always-running phone system that you don't have to maintain yourself. You don't have to employ an engineer to come out and look after it.
Legacy equipment, aging, etc. No problem.
All of that sort of stuff. So you don't have to worry about any of that. The only thing that you need to look after is the physical phone on the desk. And in the event of a disaster, pick it up, take it home.
So we resolved that. Let's call it the pandemic problem, but we had that ultra mobile way of working. And can we have the hybrid? So, you know, we leave phones on desk, but I can still connect to that phone system, that connection remotely.
Brilliant question. Yes, you can. So you remember we were talking the other week about the whole Teams thing and headset on, make a phone call through the PC, tap the number in, or mobile app. Mm-hmm. You've still got all that functionality with a cloud-based phone system, because those cloud phone systems offer that functionality where you can have the soft phone, the phone on the PC, or the mobile app. So you can quite literally be out in the car and it synchronizes with the hands-free key on the car, and you can answer your DDI or, you know, work as a part of a call center from home,
from anywhere
with the soft phone. So yeah, it gives you that freedom. So if needs be, leave the phone on the desk at work and go and work remotely.
There's a lot to consider there, and you've obviously got businesses of, as you've described there, that will have the old PBX in the cupboard, to the people that have want to be bleeding edge, or potentially, you know, already are. But if you focus on customers that are, I guess, are staring at that, the steep drop-off come 2025 and the end of ISDN and whatnot, they'll be planning, you know, how do we get there? Maybe not really knowing how, and a bit worried about how to do that. So how do we, as a business, you know, what do we do, our processes you personally follow to, you know, interact with our clients and ensure that, you know, we understand kind of where they are, I guess, where they want to go, and the overused phrase everyone uses, but the journey that we take them on. How do we ensure that we get them to where they want to be?
Great question, Sam. So the most important thing, first of all, is, as you say, the conversation with the client there, sitting down, talking to them what they're doing, walking around their business, looking at how they're doing it to try and make sure we identify the correct path in the first place.
Think about that. Physically, actually, understanding how the business operates.
The best thing you can do, walk around, go up to, you know, that person. Why are you doing that with that phone? What are you doing? Yeah. And all of that. But we've got to, at that point, that's the point where you're looking at the conversation we had last time about Teams, or this time about physical phones on desks. Yeah. And what we would look at is look at the way that they are operating their business. So, for example, this would be if you are multiple sites dealing with each other's phone calls, transferring calls between sites and stuff like that, then this type of system is something that you're going to really want to look at. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as I was saying earlier, like, universities or large offices, desk, this is the sort of system you're going to want to be looking at. And there's also other things that you need to look at about reporting and looking at measuring calls coming in, mm-hmm. and all of the whole reporting side of things. And we would have a detailed conversation with them on that side of it. Then what we would look at is when it comes down to the physical switching over, we would then do a full analysis of, let's say, for example, hypothetically, you're the customer, you've got an ISDN phone line, you've got an ISDN 30, you've got 300 DDIs. That's the first thing we do. We get full details of that circuit and find out, and we say, right, okay, what are all these DDIs? Who are they associated to? Find out what they're using all the DDIs for, and find out how all the calls are routed through the whole business. Get that old phone system, and to use the term I used earlier, lift the bonnet up and have a look.
Yeah.
How is it wired up? What's going on? How are you routing all your calls through? Because the primary thing here is to make things better than they were.
Yep.
Look at how you've done it in the past. Make sure that when we put the new system in, there is as little disruption as possible. But also make sure that we train the customer on all the new benefits and all the new features.
So, yeah, to leverage that investment to get more out of it, right?
Because it will do so much more than pick it up and say hello. So that's what we would, that's the key thing we'd be then doing. And then we would work closely with our carriers and Openreach to make sure that we see a seamless port of the phone numbers, usually out of hours, to be honest. That's the safe time to do it.
I'll say so,
everyone comes to the office on a Monday morning, And what you want them to see is, oh, I've got a different phone.
Yeah.
But nothing else changes.
Yeah. And obviously we do the, as a business owner, we do the floor walking, hand holding and so on to make sure that knowledge transfers there. And it is as seamless as it can be.
There's always going
to
be something.
No one likes change. No one likes change. Yeah. But I think when people see the benefits, and certainly we've seen in businesses, when they see the benefits of the new functionality, people really get behind that.
Yeah. And that's because it's cloud-based. You've got all this great stuff. Like, you don't have to worry about an engineer coming out every 6 months and tweaking this and tweaking that. And the latest software update, you don't have to worry about any of that. All that's done. And also, you know, that additional functionality, if you think about it, you've no longer got a physical restraint of a box that can't do it anymore.
Okay. Well, that, just, I'm going to dive in a bit there, but we talk about kind of enhanced functionality, but can we list some of those out? I think people will watch this and go, well, this enhanced functionality, what can I have? But if we can call out a few of those things, the kind of paradigm shift, if you like, between the box on the wall to the new world, top five things, what do you think are the real standouts?
Real standouts, obviously the big one, DR, pick the hands out, take it somewhere else. Sure. So, for example, let's say, for example, you've got two businesses, one in London, one in Manchester, and Manchester goes offline. You can just get everyone, take them to London, plug them in, and they'll go. Nobody will know. And going again off of the two-site thing, calls come to Manchester. You want to transfer someone from Manchester to London, just transfer them across.
Yep.
And it's as if you're transferring a person to the next desk. And those two systems are the same system, as if they're under the same roof. Other great functionalities, reporting. That's a great one.
Yeah.
And reporting can be anything from how many calls are we missing, how long does it take us to answer the phone, who's answering the phone most, sales guys.
It's a report I like.
Yeah. Is he making a, hello, he's not in, okay, I'll ring back, hello. Yeah. Or is he actually making having meaningful conversations?
Yeah.
And other great stuff like capacity. 10% of our calls are engaged, coming in. Well, we haven't got the capacity because we need this, we need that, we need more staff, we need more users, we need to look at how the ring groups are being managed. Anything you could possibly think of, you can run a report on it and measure it and manage it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And obviously a big one I think we need to chuck in there, it is, it's about money, right, but the commercials.
Good point, actually. That's a good point. Very good point, Sam. And with a hosted solution, it's really, really simple. It's per user, per month, with an inclusive amount of minutes that are pulled across the whole group. So it's very, very, there's no surprises. You know, you've got that many users, that's going to be your bill. But what's also really simple there is flex. If you've got more users joining you, you just order more handsets and plug them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, you know, add five more users, you just know your bill's going to go up by five more users. Yeah. And you haven't got any horrors waiting around the corner with a phone system bolted to the wall that as soon as you bolt it to the wall, it starts aging, doesn't it? It's like when you buy a new car, isn't it? As soon as you drive it off the forecourt, well, that's the same with that old traditional phone system. You haven't got this problem. So it's per user, per month, inclusive minutes, no surprises, no bill shock. And if you just need to add some users, you can very easily work out.
I was going to say, so we can burst up and down. So it's like your infrastructure as a service and your cloud consumption, where you burst up and down as required.
Exactly.
So for those businesses that have seasonal work or whatever it might be, and for X amount of weeks per month, whatever it might be, they'll need more staff.
Mm-hmm.
They can add those people, add those lines, etc., add the minutes they require, but then easily turn that down again for when they need to be quiet. So it's that subscription on demand basis, which, let's be honest, the whole industry is moving that way.
And what you can also do, which is really clever, and the client can do this themselves, they can decommission the user, get the phone, put it back in the box, put it on the shelf, and then the next year they can recommission the user and then just go into your stock list and reassign a handset. There you go, there's your handset, off you go. That simple. So simple. And the client can do all that themselves, log into a web-based portal, and they can control the users. Fred decides to leave, Fred leaves, Sarah comes along, recycle that piece of hardware, do it yourself. None of this phone up an engineer, I've got to put in a change request, 2 days, none of that. You just manage the whole thing yourself. Obviously, if there's complicated stuff, ring groups and stuff like that, then that's what we're here for.
Of course.
We will help with that. But that day-to-day, you know, where you don't want to have to ring up to ask something really, really basic, do it all yourself. So very, very simple to manage on the money side of things, and very, very simple to manage.
Ease of administration.
Exactly that.
Yeah. And we should probably cover off, as I'm sure we'll put it somewhere in the title of the podcast, but you know, there's lots of different options out there and people that provide the type of services we're talking about. You know, as a business, personally, and we're very much about this, as you know, but we use the technologies that we promote, and we use you know, the Horizon platform from Gamma for our own telephony.
Yes, we do.
So, and obviously, I know you've got a vast amount of experience in that area, so I'm going to kind of lean on you on this one, but to give our audience our joint opinion of why as a business Chrome have gone down that road and the benefits that we're, you know, receiving from it.
So Gamma is probably one of the leading wholesalers of telephony services in the UK, and we work closely with Gamma for not only ourselves, for our own telephony. Every phone call our people make, they're making it over Gamma, but we are offering their services through not only SIP trunk, direct routing, but this product as well, the hosted telephony, which they call Horizon. Now, I first started, my first venture into hosted telephony was in 2008.
You're going to age yourself.
I am, yeah. And the first bit of kit that was put in front of me was Horizon. And yes, I've worked with other products, but for us and anyone else in the industry, everyone knows that the Horizon product is a solid, very well tested,
As you know, we did a bake off of a few providers before we went, and I won't mention them, but we did our own independent view on it, and we landed on Horizon as definitely being the where we would put our money. Is obviously we did.
Yes, it is very much the trusted supplier, and that is why. Not only do we route our own calls through them, but that is why we are recommending that product to our clients.
So one of the things, you know, I remember that kind of swayed it for us was the resilience of that platform as well. A, because we're going to be using it, but you know, B, we're going to be promoting it. Probably, if you could tell me just a bit more, again, you've been the expert, me not, but the way they build that resilience.
Yeah. Gamma, they're very big on resilience. Gamma. Whatever product you look at with Gamma, they've got, you know, the way that they route through the network, they literally run it on two separate nodes, one in the north and one in the south. So, for example, you're on the phone and there was and you're routing through the north and there's a major outage and the whole north of the country goes off. Yeah, the phone call you're on, it's gone. Yep. But you just, what happened then? Make another phone call and it will just automatically route you through the south. And that and they work in that way with not only this product, Horizon, but their direct routing platform and their SIP trunking platform. So as far as resilience is concerned, yeah, they are very, very big on it. And they're very open and honest and produce plenty of documentation for any tech guy to take apart. And yeah, I will stand by it.
As a business.
Yeah, well, that's why we went for it,
That's why we made that choice. And let's say the resilience, the simplicity, the cost savings, let's be honest with you. Again, we use it. So when we made the decision to move there, we weighed in the cost factor absolutely as a business. But again, from the ease of administration, because we want our guys supporting our clients, not messing around with our own phone system as much as possible. Yeah. So that simplicity. And again, redundancy was the other one, which was the kind of silver bullet, if you like, when compared to some of the competitors out there. Once you put all that together, it was a fairly logical choice.
It is a logical choice. It's very, very simple to use. It's very, very simple to consume. And it's very simple to modify, and you don't get any great shocks.
So, John, to kind of wrap up, I'll do my usual podcast favourite. But you know, the give me a top three takeaways for our audience watching this today. If they take nothing else away from it, three things they should remember or action off back the information we've gone through today.
Number one, ICN switch off.
Yeah,
it's coming 2025. If you're running that old system. As I was saying, box under the stairs, connected to the BT network. You need to be looking at something
resolve
like this.
It.
Yeah, that's your number one. Your number two, functionality. It, as I was saying earlier, every possible thing you could imagine you would want a phone system to do, it can more than likely do everything you want it to do because there are no physical restrictions. And third point, simplicity. It's the simple bill. You per user, per month, that amount of minutes. And if you need to add something, very, very simple to add, you just order a handset yourself. And if you're happy to do so, plug that handset in and off you go. Very, very simple.
John, really informative, and again, I feel I've learned something. Hopefully, great. The audience has. So, thank you very much for spending time with me today and going through this. Really appreciate it.
It's been good.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you for joining us once again on Chromecast Tech It Out. If there's anything you'd like us to cover in future episodes, then please do remember to leave in the comments section below and like, subscribe, and share. And join us again next time on Chromecast Tech It Out.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode. For more information or to speak to Chrome, visit www.chrome.co.uk, spelled Krome. That's chrome.co.uk.